بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. This is a sharaf of our Shaykh Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. The title is Dojaha Ka Maza Uska Hasil Nahi. Dojaha Ka Maza Usko Hasil Nahi. آه جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں دو جہاں کا مزا اس کو حاصل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو اس کا غم غم نہیں اس کا دل دل نہیں صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو اس کا غم غم نہیں اس کا دل دل نہیں جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو ہو کے منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو ہو کے منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں کوئی لیلہ نہیں کوئی محمل نہیں آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں کوئی لیلہ نہیں کوئی محمل نہیں کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر ببانگ دوہل بحر الفت کا کوئی کنارہ نہیں کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر ببانگ دوہل بحر الفت کا کوئی کنارہ نہیں دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو اس کا غم غم نہیں اس کا دل دل نہیں غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل تیری الفت کا غم کا وہ حامل نہیں آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے ورنہ ہم چاہنے تو قابل نہیں. آپ چاہیں ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا, ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں. کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر بابنگ دوہل, بحر الفت کا کوئی کنارہ نہیں. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفى. This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Tabrizi Zamana Mujaddidi Zamana Hazrat Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allah Marqadahu Hazrat presented it so beautifully in poetic form, and Hazrat is teaching us the formula of this life, how to pass through this life. Most important thing, everybody have got different types of worries, but if we get one worry, then you won't have any worry whatsoever. So Hazrat takes a deep sigh and teaches us, ah, jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. What a pity that that heart has got the worry of every other worry, but he hasn't got the worry of the love of Allah Ta'ala. He's not concerned that whether Allah is happy with me or not, that He is Allah who gave us our life. We worried about this one, what this one will say, what that one will say. We're not worried whether Allah is happy with me or not. And Allah Rabbul Izzat Himself, as Hazrat mentions here, do jaha ka maza usko hasil nahi, ah jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. People are looking for all enjoyment and pleasures and good comfort and a peaceful life in this world, but Hazrat says every person is looking in the wrong direction, and people who's running in the wrong direction, they don't have an idea, an iota of what is the enjoyment of both the world. First of all, if they have got the reality that this is not the real world is akhirah. If a person doesn't have this reality, then Hazrat says, "Do jaha ka maza usko hasil nahi." Where that person can ever get the enjoyment of both the worlds? Forget this world, akhirah is a different story. He won't have enjoyment in this world also, because he will be looking for it in artificial entertainment and pleasures. And so where will he have enjoyment in this world? And if he passed away in that type of lifestyle, in the disobedience of Allah, and living a life of misery, artificially it looks very splendid and beautiful outwardly. But in his heart, he's got no reality whatsoever. There's only depression all the time in his heart. Hazrat says, that person who doesn't have, how sad, that person who doesn't have in his heart the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat, which is termed as the worry and the pain. That is that pain and concern that Allah Rabbul Izzat must be happy with me. Otherwise we have got pain that I must achieve this, I must get this business, I must get that woman, etc. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully have mentioned in Surah Ar-Rahman, mentioning all His bounties. Then Allah ta'ala teaches us, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. That person who has attained that great fear of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and this is not a fear that you fear any tyrant ruler or somebody that will cause you harm in any way whatsoever, but you have got fear of that great being who is so kind, who is so merciful, who gave me my life. How can I disobey Allah for one moment? When a person gets this, then his enjoyment of life is something we cannot explain. And when a person gets this, he realizes, aap chahe hame ye karam aapka, warna hum chahne ke to qabil hi nahi. Said, oh Allah, you have granted me this love of yours, and I iota, one drop, one billionth of a drop of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Then a person will realize that Allah, you have chosen me to come into this majlis. You have chosen me to come into your house. It is only your kindness and your favor. It is not any ability from my side. I am not worthy of it in the least. But where have I got any ability or any capability? Whatever I have got is only from you, O Allah. So it is your kindness that a useless person like me, you have chosen me and you have granted me this love, that now my direction is only towards you. And where will we get this? Allah Ta'ala has taught us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. If you want this reality of the true pain of the heart,
which in reality all other pains will disappear. And this is such a pain and such a love that you will be only in enjoyment all the time. And where you will get this? Allah has brought us here in this Mubarak Majlis to get this. Sohbat ahl-e dil jisne paayi na ho, uska gham gham nahi, uska dil dil nahi. A person who hasn't got the company and the sohbat, that is close connection with the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he can have all the worries of the world. In reality, he's got no worry. He's just passing his life in futile activities and in misery. So in reality, he hasn't appreciated his heart, because the heart is the king of the body, and the king, that is the palace, is only for the creator of the heart, Allah Rabbul Izzat. So that person, it is like he hasn't got a heart, because he's made his heart totally useless by connecting his heart to everything else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then when a person realizes that where I will get this pain of the love of Allah, only in the company of our mashayikh, our sheikh and the mashayikh that will teach us how to make our heart a true heart. And that is appreciate that Allah has given me my heart. I should have only the worry and concern that Allah Ta'ala should be happy with me. And that can only be when I follow the footsteps of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that we can only learn from the company of the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then a person's direction will be so will come into the right direction in such a way that jis jagah aapka qurb milta na ho, ho ke manzil bhi ho, wo meri manzil nahi. Now a person has got so much inclination towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, and his connection with Allah Ta'ala is of such a level that he says that where I don't find your closeness, O Allah, then that is not my place, that is not my gathering. Outwardly it might be a station, that it might be a jalsa also of deen, etc. But where I don't feel your closeness, the Ahlullah I don't find in that gathering, then that is not my station. I won't go to such a gathering also. In other words, where your heart is not connected to Allah Ta'ala. And from this also we learn that we should stick firm to the gatherings of our sheikh, our mashayikh, the Ahlullah. Then a person, otherwise you lose your direction going to every gathering, and then you won't know which direction you are going to. And then Hazrat further explains, if a person doesn't want to tread this path, anything here I won't get the true enjoyment of life, then Hazrat says, what a pity is that person, ghair-e haq se lagata hai jo apna dil, tere ulfat ki gham ka wo hamil nahi. A person who attaches his heart to everything else besides the true creator, Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah Ta'ala who is the reality, and Allah Ta'ala who is the creator of truth. If a person attaches his heart to everything else besides Allah Ta'ala, then Hazrat says that person will never able to bear, will never get the pain of your love in any way whatsoever. And when you don't have the pain of the love of Allah, in other words, no nisbat with Allah Ta'ala, no connection with Allah Ta'ala, then your heart will be full of misery. And don't look at the outward conditions. Go and ask any person who outwardly is looking as he's got an enjoyment in this world, flashy cars and staying in palaces, etc. Go ask him, how's life? He'll say, life is very stressful. Life is a misery for me. So it shows it's not an outward condition. It is Allah Ta'ala teaches us, Allah, listen attentively, bizikrillah tatma'innul qulub. When you get connected with the zikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and not just making tasbih and still flirting around, but we have to get soaked in the obedience of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then you will get this love of Allah Ta'ala. And then a person, when you get this love, Hazrat teaches us, now you will realize what is reality of life. Not looking for any position, not looking for any name, and even for your desires, no ulterior motive. Hazrat says, aapka hu main bas aur kisi ka nahi, koi leila nahi, koi mahmil nahi. That, oh Allah, now I'm only yours and I'm nobody else's. And why not, if we give our life, agar dil dena hai, to isi ko de do jisne tumhe dil diya. If you want to give your heart to anybody, give it to that great being who gave you a heart. So this is what Hazrat is teaching us, that, oh Allah, I'm only yours and nobody else's. I've got no layla, in other words, no the passions and desires towards haram relationship or anything. Or it's not that I'm after any woman or any other pleasures. Koi mahmil nahi. And where the beautiful women are kept in those, what is called a hawjat. In other words, a caravan that used to be placed on the camel. Hazrat says that is like a position of honor. I'm not worried of any honor, or I'm not worried of any ulterior motive. All I'm worried, O Allah, are you happy with me or not? And this is the only pain the friends of Allah Ta'ala got. Yet we must not break the commands of Allah, and Allah must not be unhappy with us. And Hazrat explains to us and make us understand in such beautiful words. Hazrat is saying, Kehraha hai ye akhtar babange duhul. Behre ulfat ka koi kinara nahi. Hazrat is saying, addressing himself but teaching us, and this is on behalf of all the mashayikh. Hazrat is saying, I'm saying it at the top of my voice, like how the drums are beating and you are announcing something from the top of the minara, that behre ulfat, the ocean of the love of Allah Ta'ala, when you just come into it, you realize there's no shore of it. The more you get the love of Allah Ta'ala, the more you want more and more. And you become with this intention to these majalis, then we'll find we can't leave these few beautiful gatherings. Allah Ta'ala grant us the reality of it.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem. Amma ba'd. We're doing this chapter on the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Continuing the ahadith, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my example and your example is like that of a person who ignited a fire. Moths begin falling into it while he is driving them away from it. They pay no heed to him and fall into the fire. Similarly, I am holding you by your waist and saving you from falling into the fire of Jahannam. That is, by stopping you from things which will cast you into the fire of Jahannam, but you are falling into it. Look at the concern and attention of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in trying to save his ummah from the fire of Jahannam. If this is not love, what is it? It is most sorrowful if you cannot love someone who shows so much of love for us. Another hadith is Abbas ibn Mirdas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sought forgiveness for his ummah in the evening on the day of Arafah. He received a reply from Allah Ta'ala stating, I have pardoned them except for rights which they owe to fellow humans. That is, I will certainly exact retribution from the oppressor on behalf of the oppressed. The former will not be forgiven without being punished. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Allah, if you wish, you can give the oppressed persons right from Jannah and pardon the oppressor. However, the supplication was not accepted on that evening. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the same dua the next morning in Muzdalifah, and his dua was accepted. He smiled when it was accepted. And Hazrat Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhumah asked him the reason for his smiling. He said, when Shaitan learned that my supplication has been accepted and that the ummah has been pardoned, he began pouring soil on his head and ruining. I smiled when I saw his agitation and restlessness. This hadith does not mean that the rights which are owed to fellow humans will be just unilaterally pardoned. Nor does it mean that by performing Hajj, they will be pardoned without punishment. Before the acceptance of this dua, there exists two possibilities. A person may have to remain in Jahannam forever as punishment for the rights which he owes to fellow humans. Or number two, although he does not have to remain in Jahannam forever, he will certainly be punished. After the acceptance of this dua, two promises are realized. Number one, after being punished, there will certainly come a time when a person will receive salvation. Or number two, sometimes, even without being punished, the person will receive salvation by conferring bounties to the wrong person and obtaining his approval. Just ponder carefully how much of concern and pain Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to endure in obtaining this rule. Will this still not cause love for him to gush forth from your heart? In another hadith, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read those verses in which he mentioned is made of the du'as of Ibrahim alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salatu salam for their respective ummah. He then raised both his hands and he said, O Allah, my ummah. He then began to cry. Allah Ta'ala said, O Jibreel, go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ask him, what is the reason for your crying? He went and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who then said to him whatever he had to say. Allah Ta'ala said to Jibreel alayhi salam, go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and say, we will please you with regards to your ummah and will not cause you any grief. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will never be happy for as long as a single person of his ummah remains in the fire of Jahannam. Note, Allah Ta'ala promised that he will keep Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy. Thus Allah willing, not a single person from his ummah will remain in the fire of Jahannam. O Muslims, if you are not going to love that personality through whose blessings you received all these bounties and favors, who are you going to love? The final narration, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu relates that there was once a man whose name was Abdullah and his title was Himar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had punished him for consuming alcohol. He was brought a second time and an order was issued for his punishment again. Someone said, O Allah, curse him. He is brought here so often. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not curse him. By Allah, as far as I know, he loves Allah and his messenger. Note, look at the value which is attached to love for Allah and Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Despite committing such a major crime, permission was not given to curse him. O Muslims, where can you obtain such a treasure which comes for free without any hardship and difficulty? Do not let it slip by. Imbibe and absorb the love of Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every bone vein of your body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.